So as short as chapter 2 was, chapter 3 is a bit longer. Sorry. 13 pages in my edition. We finally enter the Spouter Inn. The first thing that Ishmael describes is a painting on the wall. The care with which he describes it, you'd think he had been here weeks to ponder it. It's of a ship in a storm, and a whale is about to jump out of the water and impale itself on the ship's three dismantled masts, ostensibly to complete the wreckage of the ship. There's a bar opposite the painting, in the shape of a whale's mouth, which was attended by a man named Jonah, who, like the biblical character, is in the mouth of the great fish, mammal, whatever. Ishmael learns there's not a bed to be had. He'll have to share a bed with a harpooner, who will be along shortly. Meanwhile, supper is served in a very, very cold room. Meat, potatoes, and dumplings. As it approaches 9 o'clock, Ishmael doesn't relish the thought of sleeping with a harpooner. He resigns himself, though, and at 12 is still waiting. The innkeeper is toying with Ishmael, you can tell, and giving him only enough information to worry him. He tells Ishmael the harpooner went out to sell his head. It's so late, the innkeeper tells Ishmael he should turn in. As he says, better be turning flukes. Ishmael gets into bed and says that the bed was so uncomfortable it was either filled with corn cobs or broken crockery. He's awakened to his bedfellow coming in, disrobing, showing off his tattoos, having a little ceremony for his wooden idol, and then springs into bed with his tomahawk for a smoke. Ishmael cries out at this point as his fears became stronger and stronger. The innkeeper arrives and the situation is calmed. Ishmael thinks his new bedfellow isn't that bad. He reasons, he's human like me, he says. Better sleep with a sober cannibal than a drunken Christian. The chapter ends by Ishmael saying he had never slept better in his life.